So, I mean, ShotSpotter is perfect for that because you had all these people saying, hey, what if it hears what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's like, well, what if what they say, you know, we don't care about human speech is true? And what if we start taking this as actually the, what if we take them for their word, right? And actually listen to how they're being heard. And you know, and then that's where I start going into this idea that they keep referring in their rhetoric to the 80% of uncalled in phone calls whenever gunshots happen, right? So the machine comes in to replace people who call 911, right? So they say, in these troubled neighborhoods, nobody is calling the police. So we will make a system which will automatically call the police. So already the system is accounting for silence. It's accounting for a silence, and it's not asking why. It's just kind of like overlaying silence, right? There's silence, and we need to kind of like put some sound there, right? We need to sort of fill that instead of listening to what that silence is productive of, right? Which is the fact that people distrust the police. I mean, and why would you, right? I mean, you're talking a case in Michael Brown where the police are outside, they got called, and at the very least, it's going to make a situation worse, right? I guess what I'm trying to say is, in terms of the kind of broader questions that brings up regarding machine listening, it's that we come to the same problem, right? That there's ways in which the machine tried to account for things, but it's almost as if the questions it's asking are completely distinct from the questions that need asking on a kind of structural level.